It was like a scene from an Attenborough wildlife programme as we stalked the missing marsupial. We moved cautiously and carefully through the undergrowth, and then he was there, sitting in a thicket of trees. But as we moved even closer, he was off like a flash.
So the chase is on. The wallaby is in this area, but they just can't quite pin him down. He's already been in the water once. They're trying to chase him out of the water and get him up onto dry land to throw a net over him. But catching a wallaby isn't that easy.
The chase was taking place inside a fenced-off private wildlife reserve. The wallaby had been corralled into it by a couple of local landowners after he was spotted in their fields. James Young helped with the wallaby wrangling.
A family friend gave us a phone call at around 4 o'clock there this evening, and he turned around and he said, hurry up and come quick, for there's this kangaroo that's went missing. It's now in Killinease. So I got Dad, he then called for me to go up the road, and he came up and they ended up around down the field to try and find it, went down another field and eventually got to it, and chased them the whole way up and sprinting flat out the whole way.
Because it can move.
Oh, shifts definitely, skips definitely does now. And then got up and chased it into the pen.
The wallaby bounced around the enclosure for a good half an hour, but eventually the fugitive was cornered. Its owner managed to get a hold of him by the tail and put the animal in a large bag.
Right, don't let go. Let go. You got it?
You got it?
Let go.
By this stage, the owner, T.G. Troughton, was puffing a bit, but so was the wallaby.
Success then?
Yeah, that was brilliant. Good times. Just need to get it home and get it relaxed. It's too stressed at the moment.
Right, Jordy, let's go.
And with that, the bagged wallaby was taken to a van for the trip home to the Moy. With TG relieved, he'd got it back in one piece.
I think he'll be happy to get back as well, get back to his family. But he came a very long way. But it's 100% him.
Definitely him.
Yeah. He's a buck. He's the boy. And he puts up a good fight.
What's his name?
I haven't got a name for him.
What are you going to call him after that?
The most annoying wallaby in the world. No, glad to have him back, and that's it.
Any idea how he got this far? Is that unusual, do you think, or not?
You've seen the speed of him.
Yeah.
He can travel some distance. And that's just what he's maybe got spooked somewhere, got scared, and away he's went. So, I need to get my breath back, and we need to get him back to his family.
Hello, boys.
All right, thank
you.
So, all's well that ends well, but the mystery remains. How did the wallaby manage to get all the way from the Moy to Macrofelt without using the M1, the M2, or Translink?